appears. So I apologize for my coughing and my voice and the Todd, because he's right next to me. She's been following me around with sanitizer all day. So I've caught the sinuses. Due to it being a new year, I only have to speak for about 2 minutes and then I will shut up, I promise. Congratulations to all the committee members. Council voted and appointed all of you back to the council, to our airport advisory council. So welcome back. Glad to have you. I'm excited to learn from you in the next year. It's now time that we'll take motions to elect our officers. So the floor is open. Oh. Well, do I do that, or will the new chairman do that? I'll do that. All right, so can we get a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion approved.
Okay. Everybody's good with the agenda?
Second.
Thank you. Can we have a motion for a chairman for the committee?
I'll nominate Garrett.
You're nominating Garrett?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's your meeting, sir.
Okay. I'll take it over from there.
I like the way you run the meeting.
Immediately. Those bus tracks look good.
Seconded by Gus, I believe.
Yeah, my first order of business would be to ask for a nomination for a vice chairman. Anybody from the floor want to make a motion? Make a nomination?
I nominate Jeff.
I was just thinking Gus. Gus is easy to spell.
I beat you to it.
I'll second the nomination.
All right, we've got second. Any other nominations from the floor for the vice chairman position? All right, we have one nomination for Jeffrey, and all in favor of Jeff, say aye.
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 All right, any nays? All right, it's unanimous. All right, so we had our officers elected. The minutes are in your package in front of you, and they were emailed to you a few weeks ago by Susan. And if there's no changes, we just need a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion to approve.
And a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. And I'll turn it back over to Eric for our wildlife management update.
Short update. Still employing pyros for birds. The geese are here. You'll notice them all over taxiway, that brand new taxiway Delta. There's goose scat. And we also received our 2020 depredation permit for deer. Mike Costello helped me with that. He's got a great connection at DENREC, and we have had one successful management outing. We'll leave it at that. And we do have known today spotted 3 deer remaining on the airfield. So we're moving forward with removal of those.
Did you see that big flock of the snow geese?
The snow geese yesterday.
Yes.
You see them? Mm-hmm. I did.
You saw some tonight, right?
They're off the approach end of 2-8,
yeah.
Is where I saw them over there in that stormwater management swale.
They're all over.
I don't remember seeing them out on the airfield before.
So I know.
Not snow geese.
It was yesterday. I saw them.
Bigger flocks are. I mean, it's huge.
I pirated them yesterday.
Yeah, there was a flock about 10 or 15 flew right over.
This was hundreds yesterday.
Yeah, there were.
Off the approach of 2-8. So heads up. I think they're confused right now.
I didn't see them today, though.
I did not see them today.
Okay. Because that season goes. I think when it opens back up, it's unlimited.
Right.
You can kill as many snow geese as you can shoot. No plugs into guns or anything.
We do not have a depredation permit for geese, so we will not be culling any wildfowl. The depredation permit is clearly states deer only. And we did spot 2 mangy fox when we were on our deer expedition, so they're out there too. So eyes open.
They kill a lot of geese.
That's right. Any questions on wildlife management?
Do you need a special permit for when they're in season? Or when they're in season, you don't need a permit?
As the county, we do. And the airport, we need a depredation permit from DENREC. There's discussions, I don't want to throw Todd under the bus, but there's future discussions on county hunting lotteries that we'll talk about in the future. But that's a decision that has to be made at leadership's level. Do you agree with that?
Fair enough. Okay. Any other questions for Eric on the wildlife? I think we covered that. And next item is the airport update.
Okay, airport update. Short and sweet. Instrument approaches are moving forward. Rick and I had a great meeting yesterday at the Harrisburg ADO. That's our airport district's office where we go. And we submitted our capital improvement plan back in December. December 20th it was due. They received it. And they like the way it looks. So we're moving forward funding. I think we had some estimates that were off and talking to our 2 different consultants. So we have until February 7th to make some ink, pen and ink changes on the CIP, and we'll submit that back to the ADO and hopefully move forward. Our next project on the CIP was for this fiscal year was the design phase of the expanded GA apron in front of the terminal off to the north. And that includes the current scope or the past scope that it was including parking BBJs there. We're going to look at that. I don't really think there'll be a need to park BBJs on this side of the runway, but we do want to look at parking G4s, G5s, you know, 100,000 pound plus jets. So it's not just a GA parking lot. So it's going to be some more asphalt, you know, heavier parking spots involved with that. So that's what drives the price up on that. That'll be our first one you'll see. And then it included our runway extension, of course, environmental assessment, design phase, construct phase of that, and some other taxiway improvements to include taxiway Bravo, which is the full length parallel to 422. So we fit that in the next 5 years as well, towards the end, but it's in there. You'll notice taxiway Delta is complete. We're awaiting some sign panel replacements on the sign over there by U-Mark that are relabeled taxiway, current taxiway Mike. One other, I think it's at taxiway Bravo, is another sign panel that's missing. Once those are replaced and meet requirements, the FAA will return for final inspection and we'll close out the grant. Again, that was a federal grant, $6 million project. Taxiway looks great and everything's going well. You see any problems with it, don't hesitate. You'll notice the fillets are different. The fillets are the way they turn asphalt. Everything else is radial, kind of on a radius and smooth. The FAA and their infinite wisdom has decided now that they go, it's very angular in their turns. As long as they have the safety area on the edge for the wingspan that the taxiway is spec'd for, and it clears the lights, that's how they're moving forward. They said yesterday they may go back to a radial in the future, and we'll still be in compliance, but for right now, that's the way. So it looks different if you look down. Instead of that smooth asphalt line, it's choppy, and it's the new FA standard, so that's why it looks that way. It's ugly, but it meets requirements. Some new signs at gates 1 and gate 6, you'll notice them, and it's step one of our airport driver's update and some training and some justification to be on the airport. I talked to Susan and I think there's 2,000 plus badges out there for the airport, and we want to rein that in. We talked about it last meeting. So this is the first step. We've put some gate 6 is out of Garrett's folks' purview over here for Rudder Lane. We don't think it's right to put it on our FBO to approve or be aware of everyone that's entering gate 6. So all we're asking is the folks that are on Rudder Lane, if you have someone coming that doesn't have a badge, go get them and escort them. Or have them come to the office and we'll make sure they get in, rather than trying to buzz in. And we're putting it on our office during the duty hours of 8:30 to 4:30 to let people in that gate. And we take the onus rather than putting it on our tenant, the FBO. So that's the only change. If you have someone that needs to get to your hangar on Rudder Lane, just come and stop by and see Susan or myself and we'll get them hooked up either by escort or give them a badge to get in.
Gate 6 is the one over Deltex.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. First yep. one gone.
There's a sign also on gate 1, but Garrett, excuse me, and his FBO folks will accept responsibility at that gate because it enters their terminal ramp that they have management of, and they will buzz folks in and out of there.
And we can see who's coming on that ramp. We can never see who's coming in the other gate, the one down by Life.
And we're looking to upgrade the cameras to make that better for everyone.
Kind of take them on their word. Oh, you're going to see the state police? Okay. And,
you know, we hope they're going.
They're really comfortable with that, but we did it for a while. Good. I'm glad you made those changes.
This is just step one in securing the airport, and I hope that everyone's on board with that. I want to secure the airport, and I'd like to see that 2,000 badges shrunk to about 100 at max over the years, and they're still active. So like we talked about last meeting, I plan on, once we get the training in place, canceling everyone's badge, and then you look at the 10 slides on the website that the county will provide. You provide us a certificate of training, and then we issue you a new badge, and that'll be a biannual training.
Does that training consist of how you're supposed to operate out there? If
yes, sir. Yeah, FAA set safety standards, our local standards, and
we have to do that down in Salisbury.
Exactly.
An air carrier airport, but still.
You have to do it anywhere. It's a requirement on air carriers and, you know, Wallops. We had it. My little drone runway on Wallops Island, I had it. You weren't getting into my airfield. And I had a gate and had card access, and, you know, I think I had 25 badges that were out that could get in. On Wallops main base, I had 60. And you had to provide justification to us and we say that it's justified that you need access, and then we'll give you a badge. Folks that are coming in to get folks off jets, they go through the FBO, and they get, you know, temporary one-day access. There's no need to give those folks a card. They will buzz in. Garrett will buzz them in. They'll go in, pick up what they need,
and then we
and
take
get
responsibility
back
for whatever happens. And
they accept responsibility for the security. So I hope it makes sense to everyone.
And so is there still a buzzer down at Gate 6?
There is.
And is it buzzed to you, either you or Susan?
So what if you're leaving early in the morning and you've got people coming to your hangar?
If you're getting out, you can get out at any time.
No coming.
If you're coming, you'll need to coordinate ahead of time to get a badge.
You're going to have to let them in.
You're going to have to let them in.
Okay, I'll let them in. Okay, I didn't know.
You can let them in.
Okay, I can let them in. Okay.
And you're taking responsibility for their actions as well.
We're putting it on the owners of whoever, if you have someone visiting, then you accept responsibility.
Very good.
Good deal.
Do you have a timeline on training?
Yeah, I expect to have it in the next couple months. And that's hopefully including integration into the county's IT and getting on the website and have a link that we can throw out to everyone you click on. This is my vision in the past. I'm not completely familiar with the county, but I'm hoping we can put a PowerPoint slideshow up. You click through it, at the end you click a button, it gives you a certificate, and you bring that to Susan or email it to Susan and I, and then we issue you
that. Through Linda or
Cornerstone or something, right?
Yep. Can these council people take it just to know what it is?
Oh, you bet, okay. Sure enough.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's not computer savvy, like on the, one of the pilot school people, if they're not computer savvy, are they going
to... You bet, and I have my door's always open. If someone's not computer savvy, stop in the office, we'll spend 30 minutes do the training and get you trained up.
Okay.
Somebody. The web-based portal just relieves me from, at Wallops, I taught 200 people a year. We had to teach classrooms. So here, I'm hoping that we move to web-based down there too, because it just got to be too much. And that was an annual recurrent and a test that you had to get a 70 or better. You had to take a test. I don't want to do a test here. The test is not a requirement. Even 139 airports, it's a requirement. We're not 139. And I don't want to worry about maintaining a test and changing questions and the maintenance of a test. So training is all that's required.
What's a 139 again?
139 is commercial service, and it's a designation by the FAA. With it comes different security measures and TSA. It's CITA. It's different. We're not that. Land use inspection. All deliverables were submitted to the FAA as required on time. Yesterday at the ADO meeting, they commented that they have accepted everything we submitted, and we are in compliance. What they reserve, they may make comment at a later date. And what came down was they got some new legislature in Part 163. It's a part of that Reauthorization Act that Trump signed back in 18. If you guys have read that, there's a Section 163, and there's some language in there that at the federal level, they kind of threw it in, and the district hasn't quite figured out on how to communicate it out to the public yet. Rick, if I say something wrong, he was at the meeting yesterday as well. But that's so the district just doesn't know how to address some things yet. We're in compliance, is the big words they said yesterday. So we're expected to move forward. None of our grant monies will be held up. We're good to go with the FAA at the district level and federal. So that was a great meeting. Master plan update is underway. McFarland Johnson is our consultant for that. It'll be a year to 18 months for final approval. There's public involvement, stakeholders. You'll get all the notices on that as we move forward. They're doing you may have seen them out there. There's been many surveyors doing our pavement surveys. There's also going to be an obstruction analysis survey. And they're inventorying. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Bob Forrest, for letting him in the hangar over there. They went through all the hangars, and they're taking measurements. So they inventory all of our buildings and pavements. And we look really good on pavement. That was the good initial response from them. Our pavement's in good shape, and it's relatively new. Hangar development, the big one going here by the terminal, by the regional company, is underway. We revved the lease to increase the square footage. It's now a 32,000 square foot hangar that's going to be going there. It's a large hangar. And they have their initial plans. And they have fire code approval. I saw that come through too. The fire marshals approved their plans. So that's there. We're moving forward. We expect demo in the next month or two. I know they're waiting before they want everything in line before they start demo. So they're doing it the smart way. They're not going to demo and then wait on construction.
They want all the plans ready to go, and they'll demo and build. They've assigned a project manager. He's great to work with. Garrett's hooking him up. I think he bought an airplane, and he really wants to learn to fly. He's driving to Salisbury. He really wants flight instruction at GED so bad that we don't have flight training unless you own your own plane, so he's buying his own plane. And he's going to learn to fly at Delaware Coastal rather than drive to Salisbury.
Cart front
horse. So, yeah, he's enjoying life.
Will that hangar be used as a personal hangar for Shell Brothers, or will they rent it, or what?
So they'll store their G4 in there. In the lease, it also includes a clause where they can sublease.
So they will lease some of it.
It's in the lease that they can sublease. Okay. I'm not saying what they will do. I don't know. But it's in there that they can sublease in the future if they need to. It's a large hangar. And all they have at this point is the G4. So.
What's that thing cost?
The hangar? I do not know, sir. The bond is the bond's $2 million.
32,000 square feet times 200 a square 200?
Foot? No. 80? I would say you're high.
I don't think it's that much a square
foot to build. 100 a square foot? No, I'd say probably 50, because I mean there's a bathroom in there and there's maybe an
office. Well, there's some office space, so maybe 75, 100.
It's like a garage space almost. Yeah, it's what it costs.
But it's a metal span. I mean, it's a clear span.
No, it's
no.
But it is fire suppression, right?
It is fire suppression. And it's
10,000 square feet.
And it's a 260-foot clear span, too, so that metal frame.
Yeah. We
had a student going through his SIC rating. Calvin just happened to ask him when he was leaving, hit it back home. He said, well, now I got to start maintaining that bed. So far, well, it's a quicker 400. Just bought himself a new citation for fire or something. What's that, a $20 million airplane?
Yeah.
He's talking like he's picking up a used car on his way home.
I saw Calvin at Salisbury on Monday. It was good to run into him. He's chairman down there, yeah.
He's now on our board also.
Yes, very good.
He and Ron, what they're doing has so much overlap with Houston Shore that we're combining.
It's great synergy with Salisbury, too.
STEM programs.
I like it. we just recently released on the street a new RFP for Rudder Lane lots A and B, the two small 2,500 square foot hangars that are down on lots A and B. So that RFP is out the March 13th deadline. We're hoping for the same thing there. Let's see.
Where's A and B lot?
It's the blue in and.
And that's the state police end?
It's this side. It's just beyond life alert.
Between life and
how can we get in to take a look at them?
Just give me notice.
Okay.
And I can coordinate with. We did. So both tenants are on a month to month. And it was just. It was end of lease. And so that we offered a month to month. They're both on the T hangar list as well. Hoping to get them taken care of. We want to keep them happy and keep them here at the airport. But that's a lot of real estate that can be utilized in a different way. And you know, what we hope for, obviously, is another corporate operator with another one or two or 17 jets that would like to be in there and get our numbers up for the runway. But we've had lots of inquiries from across the gamut.
All over the country, too.
All over the country, too. Seattle was one inquiry. We hope for the best. We'll see. A lot of them have been T-hanger inquiries, people wanting to build private T-hangers and lease them out. We have a couple flight schools that are looking at it.
Is there any money in the county building those and renting them, leasing them out?
Yes, there is. That's a great question.
Yeah. is it
a small fortune?
And that's what we talked about when we had our county council day at the airport, and my request to Mr. Vincent, he asked for a number, and I gave him a number, and I'll be going in the budget asking you folks for that this year.
That's what I like.
And a T hangar is a great return on investment. It's a small investment to build them, and then we get a great return on the rentals, and they pay for themselves in about 3 years, and it's free money the rest of the time.
That's where I like to own your own stuff.
Right.
And then lease it out. That way you own it, and you have a lot of say over it. That's just my opinion.
And if you read the RFP, we have options in the RFP, three different options. One is you lease the whole two lots. We'll make the two lots one. You build a big hangar. The other one is if you want to build a 10 to 20,000 square foot hangar, we keep you on one lot and then we have another lot. We could build two, have two private entities like that.
I just gave Todd a headache.
If we only get one corporate guy that wants one lot to build a hangar, that's where the county comes in, and I would like the county to build another one, and I have someone on the hook that I know we could lease it to really quickly. He might be in this room. But I would think it'd be immediate occupancy if we built one, and we'd own it then.
How big a hangar?
Whatever they would want to build. 10 to 15. Like the Garrett's on the corner here, that's a 10. And the secret to a lot of these are they're staying just under 10,000 to keep away from fire suppression.
Yes, I get that.
So, okay. Any questions on hangar development? The RFP is on the website. There's a link on the airport website. It's also on the county website. If you, a lot of folks have emailed me asking for it. I guess they can't get to it. I'll email it to you as well in a PDF if you need. So let
me
know.
How did someone from Seattle, how did we get on the radar screen? How are you getting the word?
I put it out on some worldwide airport and aviation websites and AAAE and some other stuff.
Okay, very good.
I've also socialized it to the DOD. I have four or five DOD contacts that I socialize it to because I don't have a problem with a H-60 squadron moving in there either. I hope the county doesn't either, but it'll be, you know, the H-60s fly on jet fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good deal. So
awesome.
It's out there. There's no promises. We'll just hope for the best. I'm just throwing it out to everyone I can in a wide audience, and hopefully we get something in return. Spoke about the driver training program. That's in work, as well as the mishap plan. I hope to have it to you by the next meeting. And that is what I have for you, gentlemen.
I had one thing to add to the airport. Coming in, I noticed there was no Pappy one night. And I really didn't notice it landed. I was kind of fixed on my runway. But when I got off, I called Rick. I said, Rick, I think the Pappy wasn't working. And you might want to check it. Yeah. And I found it interesting, your answer to me. You want to explain what it, remember that Pappy was out and then because of calibration?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of pilots probably even understand that. What?
Well, yours was the first report I got of it. Mm-hmm. And we checked it the next day while you called me on weekend, wasn't it? So Monday we checked it, and we don't know how, but it was wind or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was blown off a tilt. It's got a tilt alarm on it.
Hmm.
So if it gets off tilt, you know, or off of a certain margin, mm-hmm. it's designed to shut down for
mm-hmm.
safety. Because you don't want to bring a pilot in lower to
right.
high. So that's what happened. So we just recalibrated it and made sure it wasn't loose or anything, which
but
it wasn't.
There's no Pappy. You have zero. There was no lightning at all.
It turns it off. It kills
it. Turns it right off.
It turns the whole array off, all four of them.
And we notamed them out. Rick called me. We notamed them out. And then on Monday, the first opportunity, they had a chance to look at it.
Well, I was kind of surprised. I never knew that they shut off.
Yeah.
The commutator.
What would cause that? The wind strong enough to do that?
Yes. We think the foundations might have shifted.
Gus is landing.
So.
The only thing I can
think of is
wind
or jet blast. They're just too far off the runway to receive.
Pappies are for the old heads, right?
Yeah.
We haven't had strong winds. And they're
I'm usually looking for
moorings, so they can't
loose. So, generally, those things are anchored pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's significant foundations on it.
I've never seen the wind affect a Pappy.
No.
But I don't know.
But I mean, I just found it interesting as a pilot that it just shuts right off. You come in and, of course, it was after I landed.
I'd rather be off than wrong.
Right.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's a great safety feature, I think.
But thank you for calling me, even on the weekend, though.
Hey, Rick, get out of bed. Good morning.
I'm glad you did. Because we were able to note them out of surface. And,
yeah, we noted them out. It worked the way it was supposed to. Feel free to call me. My cell phone's out there, too, if you can't get a hold of Rick. And I can at least throw a note them out and send an email to them and have it set up. And I hope everybody.
Runway 10 reels are out of service right now, too.
Yeah.
You guys saw that.
I think that's the only notum we have for lighting right now is the reel.
Are there any other questions for Eric on his airport? From anyone? All right, then, Eric, you got another item, meeting schedule.
What is that?
What's that?
So we brought it up. How does everyone feel about a quarterly meeting rather than every other month? I just thought it would suit, and hopefully we could get a bigger group
quarterly than every other month. It's two less a year, right? We're doing six now every other month, and then quarterly will be four.
So we do January, April, July, October, I guess?
Because you take off the summer anyway, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then July, then... So we wouldn't do a July one. We wouldn't do really a third quarter. So...
Well, if we went to a quarterly, would we want to...
Would we want to do the July one?
Stop taking off the summer.
Yeah. Well, we would still want to take off the summer, but I'm just thinking, do we sandwich one in somewhere before or after, so we still do four a year?
And I'm open to the chairman's suggestions.
How many people really would be gone if we did one in July? I mean, I'll be going into July.
Well, it's not that we're gone. Just, I think just the feeling has been over the years that we all have, you know, if it's summertime, we have other activities. It's not that we're not necessarily here in town, but, you know, whether we want to spend our summertime, family time here in this room. That was my recollection of when we started taking summers off, is people said, you know, summertime, and we just... Other things we want to do?
I would only comment that it seems historically, as we approach Wings and Wheels, there's a lot of discussion related to that, and sometimes from the public as well. So if you all want to make a change, I don't care, but I would make that some consideration as to the schedule of Wings and Wheels.
And that's always the first Saturday, so if you don't do it in July or August, basically, it's 6 months out before.
Well, we could do it in September.
You could do January, April, September, December.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking.
January, April, September, December. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And before I forget, did you see that Sunfest moved to your weekend, Wings and Wheels?
Saw that.
Did you see that? Okay. They moved it.
Our weekend?
No, they moved Sunfest a week. No, they moved it on your weekend because of H2OI, those little cars that wreak havoc in Ocean City. I don't know if there's any. I just wanted to let you know it's a regional huge event. Sunfest is pretty big.
Well,
it may help. Maybe fly in. You know.
I think our event is established its own foothold, so to speak.
Oh, I don't disagree. I'm not suggesting you move your event.
Oh,
I just wanted you to be aware that another event moved
it
to that.
It took years to get people to understand first Saturday in October.
Exactly. It's easy.
People would say, "Well, what's the date?" Saturday in October. Would you know the date? First Saturday in October.
Just like Apple Scrabble, second weekend in October.
Right.
Same premise.
No, I'm a little slow. What month were you talking about the meetings?
January,
April,
September,
December.
Okay, so December and January, they're back to back, 1 month apart.
Yeah.
They have to be.
All right. Do you think we need a motion? Is this something that changes our bylaws, or is it something that we can just...
Yeah, we'll have to get it. We'll get it approved.
Okay.
Once you guys agree on it, whatever you want.
Well,
and again, it's just a recommendation. I'm not...
Do you... I guess, do we need to introduce a motion? I don't know. Would you like to introduce a motion?
Sure. I'll introduce a motion to go to quarterly meetings, suggested schedule of January, April, September, and December.
All right. Anyone second that motion?
I'll second.
And we have any discussion? Any strong opinions about that? Pro or con? All right, why don't we put to a vote? All in favor?
I mentioned that when we have our Wings and Wheels meetings, we'll make certain that you have, and could you also make certain that just sort of send that out to this group as well, in case there's anybody that wants to come to any of our Wings and Wheels planning meetings?
Oh, you bet.
You'd certainly be welcome to attend.
Please, yes.
So,
sure.
You know, you're going to be on the invite list for that.
I am.
You could just make certain that same invite goes out to the group in case somebody wants to come have any input or volunteer to help.
You bet. Sure enough.
Okay.
Okay. Good point. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carried. No members of the public are in attendance tonight, so we can skip item 8 and go to our next meeting date. And let's see. I guess that was going to be April then.
April 22nd.
All right. April 22nd.
22nd.
So our next meeting date is April 22nd. And then we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Okay. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.
You were very thorough.
I was trying to be short today.